little fool. You messed up big time. You played yourself. You came into my territory like an idiot. Oh, man. You really blew it, didn't you? The Dark Woods is the devil's turf, my turf. Everybody knows that. And you just came walking in anyway, like you owned the place. Are you stupid? All the stories of me tearing out the souls of anyone who enters this place didn't tip you off. That maybe, just maybe, you shouldn't come here. Not from around here? You're a traveler? What difference does that make? You're still trespassing. I could kill you right here, right now, and no one would stop me. Although, you know, for a mortal, you're not half bad looking, and it has been a while since I've had a little sex slave. Hey, sweetheart, how about we make a deal, I have a little slip of paper for you to sign. Don't worry your pretty head about all the little details. Just sign your name at the bottom, and we can get down to business. You want to sign the contract? That's cute. Of course, you don't have to sign it. I can't make you do anything. I can just kill you anyway. You really don't have much of a choice here, sweetie. Come on, what have you got to lose, huh? Well, I guess your entire livelihood and old life, but hey, at least you're not going to die, right? So sign the damn contract! Yes. Here we are. Good girl. You're mine now. I'll just be taking that contract and, one other thing. See this pale little orb in my hand? That's, your soul. The one you just signed away. Don't panic. You won't die without it. In fact, you're not going to die at all. You're essentially immortal. I know. Nice of me, right? Just a little something to sweeten the deal for you. Let's see here. That's a cute name. Too bad I'm never using it. I'm just going to call you, Slave Girl. I like that one. So, Slave Girl, now that we've gotten all the paperwork out of the way, I guess it's time I explained your new position here at Devil Work Incorporated. Starting now, you belong to me, body and soul. And if you ever go past the boundaries of the Dark Woods again, your body will give out and you'll collapse. And now that your soul is in my possession, you can't be a certain distance away from it. Or, most importantly, from me. And you can bet that if I catch you trying to run away, I'm going to give you one hell of a punishment. Oh, are you sad about your soul? Oh, don't worry, sweetheart. As long as you're always near me, you won't even notice it's gone. And, you don't get any clothes. No. Unless I decide I want to let you wear something, of course. Like, some skimpy underwear or a maid's uniform with no panties. But, right now, I don't want you in anything, which means that these... are a no-go. Oh, shut your mouth, slave girl. You don't get to complain. It's not like you'll be dressed in nothing. I have all kinds of, adornments that I can put on you. Oh? What's this? Hey, slave girl, are you aroused right now? No. Then what's this running down your thighs? That brings me to the next part of your contract. I get to toy with your body and do whatever I want to it whenever I want. And I do want it right now. That's right. I'm going to shove you up against this tree, and you're going to fuck yourself on my hand like the little whore that you are now. That's right. Let me in, let me in. Don't try to say no. You don't get to refuse anymore. You sign that right away along with your soul. Oh, tight. I almost didn't expect it. You never know with travelers. They have all kinds of backgrounds. But God, you're wet. Tight cunt is just gripping me so, so well. You know you belong to me from now on, right? When I say sex slave, I don't just mean a cute little title that your hubby could call you. No, you're mine to play with. That is your existence now. That's all you've been here for. That's the only reason you exist. Think about it, think about it. Someone created you just so you could be here. The hands of fate brought you to me. Fuck, you feel good. When I tell you to do something, you're going to do it. If I tell you to masturbate while I watch, you're going to shove your hands between your legs and get to work. If I tell you to suck me in front of the God that made you to be fucked by me and everybody, you're going to drop to your knees and open your mouth like a good little slave. And you know something? I think you like the idea of being owned. I think you like it more than you'll ever admit to anyone. The idea of being a slave. No, my slave. Oh, God. Oh, you're still trying to say it's not true. We both know you're lying, sweetheart. Feel that? Do you? I hope you like it. Don't try to lie to Master Slave. I could punish you for that. Being my pet has you whimpering and grinding on my fingers like your life depends on it. You like that? You being Master's little sex slave. Say it. Say, I'm your little slave. Was that a statement or a whisper? Say it again, louder. I'm your little sex slave. Oh, good girl. It's not like I'm a bad master. I love my little pets. I'll feed you, bathe you, and even take you for walks. I'll give you your very own collar, and then put you on a leash and let everyone see what a good girl you are. Sure, only the lost souls wandering in the woods will see you naked, but they're more than enough of an audience, don't you think? I could take you to the very outskirts of the forest. Imagine that, slave girl. Imagine someone from town seeing us. The devil and his little fuck toy on their dirty walk. Maybe you told someone where you went and they came looking when you didn't come. A boyfriend, a husband, or maybe just a friend, family member, up to you. And then they found you. Oh boy, did they ever. I'll try to ask you what the hell happened. And when you open your mouth to answer, I'll give you an order. Slave girl, I'll say, bend over that tree stump and look them in the eyes as I fuck you, and you'll do it. Because you're mine, and you don't get a say in what happens to you anymore. Ooh, you liked that. A little burst of liquid that coated my hand. Yeah, say it again. Say I'm yours. Say you belong to me. Say it. Say you love me. I don't care if you're lying or if you're telling the truth. Say it. Yes, love, it's so fickle. Us demons know that better than anyone. We can just whisk it away like that. I sure hope you don't love anyone back home, because this will be a very awkward conversation, and they will die if they come looking for you after watching you get fucked by me. You are owned by me. Oh, fuck, yes. And you are going to be mine for a long, long time. Oh, I will do everything for you. I will make these woods mine. Say, what did you say about expanding territory? You and I, the demon and his bitch. Oh, you like that? You like power? I have all the power you want. Say it, say you want it, say it, say it, say it, say it. Yeah, are you gonna come, slave girl? You look like you're right on that edge. But I'm not sure you really want this. Maybe I don't want to let you come right now. Tell you what, I'm a reasonable guy. Convince me that you need this and I'll give it to you. Beg for me. You want this? Yeah, you want this to... You want to be my slave forever and ever? That's what I thought. Let's get you over that edge. Come on. I want to watch you come. I want to watch you scream my title as you climax. Oh, come for me. Come for me. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes. Oh, good girl. Good girl. Oh, that's a good slave, yeah. Open your mouth. Clean off my fingers. There we go. All done. Look at the mess you made. It'll probably stain it. It's all over the tree now. Helpless little thing, aren't you? Oh, here, sweetie. Let me pick you up. My place is just past those trees. We'll get you all cleaned up. And maybe get you in that collar I mentioned.